Okay, so the Torah in this week's Parsha, Parsha Shrei, tells us that we should follow HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Achrei Hashem Elokeichem Teiluchu. After HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we shall go. So the Gemara says, the Gemara in Sota, Daf Yud Daled Amud Aleph, tells us, how is it possible to follow after HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to get close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu? After all, the Pasuk tells us that Ki Hashem Elokecha Ish Ochlahu, Hashem is an all-consuming fire. If you get close, you will be eviscerated. So the Gemara says it means to follow after the ways of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What does that mean, follow after the ways of HaKadosh Baruch Hu? So the Gemara goes on to say that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Mahu Afata, just like He is with a capital H, so too we need to be. Hashem is Malbi Sharumim. He clothes people who are naked. He's Mevakar Cholim. He visits the sick. He's Menachem Avelim. He comforts mourners, and He's Kover Mesim. So too, we have to be involved in all of those acts of Chesed. Now, at the same time, there's a very similar drasha, perhaps a parallel Gemara. The Gemara in Shabbos on Daf Kuf Lamed Gimel Amud Beis, it tells us, based on the pasuk Zekeli Va'anvehu, what does Va'anvehu mean? Hevei Domelo, to be similar to Him. Again, the Gemara goes through a Mahu Afata, just like a Kadosh Baruch Hu is Chanun, just like a Kadosh Baruch Hu is Rachum, He's merciful, He's compassionate, so too, we must be Chanun V'Rachum. Now, at first glance, these two Gemara seem pretty similar. Simply put, just be like a Kadosh Baruch Hu. Right? Follow His ways. If you do that, you're good to go. And these Gemaras are quoted not just together, but often interchangeably. But if we read them carefully, it's clear that they're not the same. Right? Not only are they based on two different drashos, Achrei Hashem Elokeichem Teilechu from this week's Parsha, and Zekei Levanveihu, but the drashos themselves are different. Right? The Gemara in Sota, based on our pasuk in this week's Parsha, is referring to the actions of Hashem. And the Gemara in Shabbos, from Parsha Shlach, is referring to the midos, so to speak, of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So says the Rashi Rice that really they're two sides of the same coin. Because they're people who are incredibly empathetic. They're people who are incredibly compassionate. But they don't necessarily immerse themselves in chesed. For whatever reason, time, inconvenience, whatever it may be. And there are also people who are incredibly immersed in chesed. Maisim tovim, it could be their job even. But they lack a certain sense of empathy. Right? Whether they're forced to be involved in chesed, or maybe they're doing it to put it on their resume, if they're trying to get a certain internship, whatever it is, though they went to this place in the summer and it looks good on their resume, so they stick it on. Right? And even worse, maybe they're people who are involved in chesed for honor, certain accolades, a certain kavod. So again, we see that they're people who have one, but not necessarily the other. So says Rav Asher Weiss the following. Rav Asher Weiss says like this. He quotes the Ksav Sofer, quotes a pasuk in Sefer Vayikra, V'chiyamuch achicha imach v'hechazak tebo. Not the complete pasuk, but let's focus on these words. V'chiyamuch achicha imach, when your brother lives with you, v'hechazak tebo. So it says Rav Asher Weiss, what does it mean? What's pshat in the pasuk? If we empathize with our brothers, meaning if you live with your brothers, v'chiyamuch achicha imach, if your brothers are really living with you, if you're really connected to your brothers, you not just sympathize, but you empathize. You feel his pain, you experience her discomfort, then if we really connect with people on an emotional level, so then through that, v'hechazak debo, will be mechazik our, not just our midos, but also our mitzvos, b'inonam l'chaveiro. Meaning our chesed, says the Rosh Hashanah, is incomplete if we don't feel the tsar of our brothers and sisters. The Gemara Brachos on Yod Beis even tells us that if you have the opportunity to daven someone and you don't, so then you're nikra chote. Because if you have the ability to help another Jew, if you can be emotionally connected and invested in another person and we're not, so that's not Pasha times. The Hargasha Satsar, again, this feeling of pain and discomfort, that should be the catalyst for acts of chesed and maisim tovim, and it should just totally push us to help unburden Achenu Kol Beis Yisrael. So says Rav Asher Weiss, this is pshat in the two drashos. First we have Hevei Domelo Mahu Rachum Afata Rachum, meaning the Gemara and Shabbos should come first in our minds. Meaning, connect to the midos of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and then, only then, can we properly follow in HaKadosh Baruch Hu's ways of Halach B'derach, of Mahu Mevakar Cholim, Afata Mevakar Cholim. So, the one thing to note on this is that maybe there's a little bit of a kasha we can ask, because the Torah tells us this week's parsha about the mitzvah of tzedakah, and it says, in Perek Tesvav Pasuk Yid, Nason Titein Lo, V'lo Yira Levavcha B'sitcha Lo. And Rashi tells us, what is it, Nason Titein Lo, to give to him? Why do we need a double expression, Nason and Titein? So Rashi tells us that afilu mea pa'amim, meaning we learn from there that even if you give a person 100 times over, you should continue to give. So the Rambam tells us famously in his commentary in Maseches Avos, in the third parak, that if someone has $1,000 that they want to give tzedakah, it's better to give $1 to 1,000 people than to give $1,000 to one person. And the reason being is that it will cultivate, it will foster within us this midah of being a giver, the midah of being a nosein, someone who wants to go out and help other people. So it sounds like from the Rambam that the avoda is what? It sounds like from the Rambam that giving, 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 that will hopefully cultivate a certain midah within us. And that seems to be the opposite of the way Rav Asher Weiss wanted to set up these two Gemaras. So I don't think it's really a kasha. I just think it's something that therapists will refer to as the virtuous circle. There's something in cognitive behavior therapy called the virtuous circle and the virtuous cycle, which means that they're two different chains of events. And they're both desirable and they're both good. And when we do one, so that'll lead to the other, which further promotes the first one. And this will result in a continuous process going back and forth and back and forth and back and forth and continuing to be mechazik each one. And I think that's pshat, meaning there's certain people who are perhaps more emotional, more empathetic, and they might be starting in a place of hevedom lo mahu rachum afato rachum. So because they have that emotional predisposition, so they should capitalize on that and use that to further push them for more and more ma'asim tovim. And when they start to do all those ma'asim tovim, so that'll be like the Rabbim who says, the more actions that we do, the more mitzvahs that we do, that'll help cultivate or strengthen this pre-existing emotion within us, or this pre-existing midah within us. And if a person is more action-given, maybe perhaps a little bit less emotionally connected or a little bit less empathetic, so then capitalize on those mitzvos. Do more and more and more mitzvos. Just like the Rambam says, and through those mitzvos, through those ma'isim tovim that we're doing, through those acts of chesed, it'll cultivate within us those emotions. And through those emotions of being doma lo to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, mahu rachanun and mahu rachum, so too we have to be chanun rachum, so the more we internalize those midas of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so then again it'll further lead to more and more mitzvos and ma'isim tovim. The idea is to be self-aware and to recognize where we're holding, and using our predispositions, use what we're good at, use our strengths to further grow in Torah and Avodas Hashem. And just to add one last thing about the mitzvah of tzedakah, the Sefer is an important note that the Chavetz Chaim tells us in his Sefer Avas Chesed that the mitzvah of tzedakah is not just to give money, but it's to smile while doing so and to be mechazik another Jew. As the Sefer Achinuch points out in this week's parsha, the mitzvah, Taf Ayin Tes, 479, the mitzvah of tzedakah, he tells us that the mitzvah of tzedakah doesn't just apply to aniyim, it's not just to poor people, but it's also to rich people as well. And he says, the mitzvah of tzedakah, klal ha'inyan shiko ha'mahana es chavir, however you can benefit another Jew, bein b'mamon, whether it's with money, bein b'maychal, o b'shar tzaracha v'afilu b'dvarim tovim, dvarim nechumim, whether it's with money, whether it's with food, whatever this person needs, and it can even be with words. Simply being mechazik another Jew is an incredibly, incredibly chashuv thing to do. V'scharo harbei ma'od, says the Sefer HaChinuch. So it's something that we should think about. Again, whether we start taking the steps in the right direction because of our midos, or whether we start taking steps in the right directions because of the actions we're inclined to perform. However we get there, we get there. The point is to make sure that we're on the proper path, and hopefully by taking that path, we'll further grow in our Torah and Avodas Hashem.